here we are in 2017, the year after the referendum. Hasn't UKIP achieved its founding aim? And what does a vote for UKIP mean in terms of where we go from here with Brexit?
UKIP still needs to exist. Brexit has not happened. We don't know what deal Theresa May will be seeking. We have no idea what's going on in her mind with regard to Brexit. And while there are so many uncertainties, UKIP still needs to be around in order to ensure that those who supported Brexit and supported Leave will have a voice and will have somewhere to put their energies into. Now, UKIP also has further work to do, and that is building a better Britain. I would say the big issues of this election are Brexit and the state of our public services.
Now, there's people who might be sympathetic to UKIP's overall stance, but the last 12 months nationally has been fairly turbulent for your party. You've been through several leaders. You've lost your only Member of Parliament from the party. Doesn't that undermine people's confidence in the general competence of UKIP as a credible political party? And what do you say to people who might otherwise support you but would be put off because of that turbulence?
All parties experience turbulence. I'm sure we're aware of the turbulence that Labour went through with the Michael Foote era, the Neil Kinnock era, where they were very, very confident that their worldview was going to be successful and certainly wasn't. With regard to competence, well, we're the only party that has achieved its aim. We achieved Brexit, and we now want to proceed with a rollout for building a better Britain.
Apart from Brexit, which has understandably dominated the public debate in this election, what do you see as the most important issues for Bermondsey and Old Southwark, and how would you, as a Member of Parliament, address those issues?
Well, I would say the most important issue for Bermondsey and Old Southwark is the lack of decent and affordable housing. I mean, it's absolutely appalling because the national salary in this country is £26,000 and very, very, very few people can afford to buy anywhere now. And that is awful. We have people, teachers, policemen, nurses, simply can't afford to live close to their place of employment. And that is simply not right.
What has surprised you during this campaign? What has come up as an issue that you didn't expect to hear about? You won't have been surprised to talk about housing or to talk about Brexit, but what's bubbled up during the campaign that you weren't expecting?
Well, so far, I don't think anything particularly unusual or anything particularly off-beam has popped up. It's been the standard fare. People's gripes about housing, rightly so. Issues about jobs, youth unemployment, and the NHS. Standard fare. I've not had anything that's really been a googly thrown at me.
And do you think you can achieve a higher vote share than the party did here 2 years ago, or will you be lucky to hang on to that level of support, given that UKIP's main aim has arguably now been reached the political mainstream?
Well, that's entirely impossible to predict. If I could predict that, I'd be choosing the national lottery numbers for myself and for anyone else who was interested. I would hope that we maintain the 6% that we achieved in 2015. I really don't know how it's going to turn out. It's been such a turbulent election process, what with these two recent terrorist attacks, that it would be impossible to tell.